Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Teachers often find themselves looking to further their education, but are challenged by a busy work and family life. The eTeach initiative at the University of Louisiana at Monroe offers teachers a convenient and flexible way to continue their education. Joining me now to talk about it are Rhonda Mann, the Director of Teacher Initiatives, and Tina Allen, the AP Institute Coordinator here at ULM. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
First of all, Rhonda, tell us about where did eTeach really come from? Where did the concept come from?
Well, we wanted to do something to help professional development become more rapid within our school districts. So we was trying to find a way to develop programs and customize things that would help our local teachers.
And it's a catchy name, but what does eTeach actually do?
eTeach stands for Education Everywhere for Everyone, and the whole concept behind it is if we want to customize things that will help teachers to be able to meet the needs of what they need at a convenience.
And so for somebody who has part of a teaching certificate or who has some college and hasn't finished it, or people who are are there people who are teaching without certification who are looking to then raise that level?
Yes. We offer courses for both pre-service and in-service teachers.
Tell us about those services.
Okay. For in-service teachers, we offer book studies. We offer things called VESE courses. Those are the two things that they can do to earn a plus 30. Right now, we have a sizzling hot deal, a package that we're offering to teachers for a plus 30. They can get a plus 30 in 10 weeks for $1,500.
Which is really impressive. I saw some of the online materials, ulm.edu/eteach.
Right.
But being able to do that in such a compressed period of time, really just over the course of a summer.
Right. In speaking with principals, one of the things that they felt was a need for teachers is to be able to get the professional development that they need on their off time. So summer seemed to be a good target time in which teachers want to return to school. They don't have the pressure of writing lesson plans and dealing with students. And even though it is summer vacation, a lot of the dedicated teachers do want to return to school and do things that would benefit them for professional development.
So what does that do for a teacher to move from having the master's to having the plus 30? What does that do for
them? It's a big pay increase, first of all, because it is just stating that they have 30 hours in educational courses that are above the master's. So it is a pay increase. It also provides them a chance to earn what we call CLUs, continuing learning units, which now that we are no longer just permanently certified, teachers have to receive certify every 5 years. So they are allowed to earn CLU credits by taking the plus 30 courses. So that's the main reason why most teachers want to take them and want to take them in the summer.
And since this program started in May, a lot of teachers already working in the program and working toward that 10 weeks, but that 10 weeks actually started last month.
Right. We offer two courses in the Maymester, so they can earn up to 6 hours, four courses in summer one, which will earn them 12 hours, and then four courses in summer two, which consist of a 10-week period. They will receive 30 plus hours for the price of $1,500. Because we were late getting started and getting this advertised, and because of the demand of courses, we are going to extend it through the fall semester. So anyone out there that's interested that did not get in time for Maymester, we will extend the two Maymester courses over into our fall semester.
Now, for those who might not be able to do that kind of concentrated learning over the course of a summer, or might not be able to take the courses in the fall semester if they're teaching in the fall, you have another program that lets it work, lets people work outside of the classroom, but still working on those classroom materials.
That's correct. We also continue our book studies for teachers that maybe just need 6 hours credit or 9 hours credit that does not need the compacted part of 30 hours. So we offer book studies online throughout the course of the semester for fall and spring. And we also have the other one that you're speaking of called VESE courses. That's Virtual Education Software. That's an acronym. And these are online modules in which teachers can work at their own pace. They can work in their homes at their own convenience, and the prices are also discounted for these courses, ranging from $255 to $315.
So with a minimal investment to be able to work toward having that greater certification and having a little more experience in being better experts at what they do.
That's correct. That's correct. This, again, can offer CLU credits for them. The book studies are high-level books of interest. Most of the teachers in the schools are telling me that that is much better than sitting in a college course where they're taking something that they feel like maybe does not pertain directly to what they're doing. They're able to choose the book of choice and relate it to things that they're actually doing in the classroom with their students.
So this is on the ground equipping.
Correct, correct.
You also offer add-on certification classes.
That's right. We have several add-on certifications through the College of Ed, and we advertise all of those through our eTeach site. However, the two that we have actually developed are the English as a Second Language and also the Library Science has just, that's brand new. We had 32 students enrolled in that course for the very first semester, so we're very excited about that. The big advantage of add-on courses, it gives teachers an opportunity to add something to their certificate. This gives them an opportunity to do that.
And that brings us to Tina Allen, who's the director of the Institute Coordinator for the AP Institute. One of the things that those teachers can add is being able to add AP certification to their existing degree. How do they do that with this class over the course of the summer?
Well, the AP Institute is basically just professional development. We offer specific subjects. This summer, we're offering biology, calculus, English language and composition, English literature and composition, music theory, studio art, and U.S. history. Some of those we offer every summer, the biology, the calculus, the Englishes, the history, because we have quite a few teachers that are looking to add that. They attend the Institute. This year we're going for 4 days, Monday through Thursday. And once they complete it, they are certified by College Board to teach the advanced placement courses in their schools.
So this is a really, really intensive kind of program then.
Yes.
So what are the advantages of having that AP certification, be able to teach those classes in a school?
Well, those classes give students the opportunity to earn college credit. They take the courses. They're very rigorous courses. They follow specific guidelines that are set out by College Board. At the end of the course, the students take a test. If they score a certain score on the test, then they receive college credit for it.
And you're actually bringing in some of the instructors for this, that it's people coming from out of the area to be the AP Institute instructors.
Right. The consultants who come in and lead the sessions for us are College Board certified consultants. They come, the ones we have this year, we have someone from Arkansas. We have a couple that are coming from Florida, one's from New York, one's from Georgia, one's from North Carolina, one's from Tennessee. And all of these instructors are very involved in the AP process. They're AP readers for the test. They're very familiar with what goes on in the classroom. They have taught AP courses themselves for years. And then they're able to take what they've learned from their own experience and give it over to the teachers who attend their sessions.
So for someone who's enrolling in this institute, what kinds of things are they going to pick up in these classes that will equip them to teach these advanced students?
Well, they talk a lot about the course planning and the management. They go into the goals and objectives of an AP course. They talk about the resources that are available. They look at the actual examination that the students take, some of the past examinations. They talk about how it's developed, how it's graded. They are able to see student samples and how they were graded. They talk about writing the syllabus for their own specific course, how to do their lesson planning, types of assignments. They also look at the AP course descriptions, and the consultants, because they're involved with the readings, they know the changes that are coming about. They can let the teachers know what's going to be coming up in the future. As a matter of fact, I know for sure the biology course is changing, and my consultant told me just the other day to let the teachers know that he would be sharing with them the information on the new course requirements and things like that.
And you do still have some spots available in this. Although the original registration deadline is passed, there is still some availability.
Right. Teachers could still register with the late registration fee of $50. But the only one that has closed is the studio art. It filled up very fast. I was very pleased with that. We worked with the Louisiana Department of Education this year, and they actually provided the opportunity for some of their gifted and talented teachers to attend. And that's what filled up our studio art. But some of the others are getting close to being full, but they are not full at this time.
Okay, and you can find more information there at ulm.edu/eteach, and you're looking for the Advanced Placement Institute. Rhonda Mann, you also offer services in the eTeach program for pre-service teachers. First of all, what is a pre-service teacher?
A pre-service teacher is one that is currently either obtains an associate degree or is just an undergrad that's working on getting a certification.
Okay, and what sorts of programs do you have for them?
Well, we have some praxis review courses that we're actually working with continuing ed to move toward getting CLU credit. This prepares teachers to take the praxis to offer them review and questions on how to be a better test taker so that they will currently be able to get their praxis certification. Also, we offer academic credit classes for paraprofessionals that are already working out into the school systems with schools and students, and they're working to obtain a bachelor's degree. So we offer those academic credit courses for them.
And we've talked about pre-service teachers, we've talked about master's plus 30, but we hadn't really talked about the master's program. As ULM now has a completely online master's in teaching program.
That's correct, and that's something that we're really trying to get the word out to teachers, because with everyone's busy schedules and lifestyles these days, the online courses are a big plus that teachers can do at their own time and at their own convenience and on pace. So our master's programs are now totally online.
How is that experience different from what you get in a one-on-one classroom experience?
Well, actually, you can do it at your own convenience, your own time span. You can do it in comfortable clothing. You can do it within running errands with students. And I see that as a big plus. It's hard to find time to come and sit in class from 5 to 8 and concentrate when you know you have a lot of things going on at home.
So someone who's been listening to this program and who had maybe been close to looking at doing some enrollment to increase their certification or to move forward in their educational career and have said, okay, this is the program for me. What do they do next?
Well, they could go to our website at www.ulm.edu/eteach. Or they may call me at 342-1250 or email me at eteach@ulm.edu. And we also have a great incentive for teachers that are already currently teaching. We are offering a $200 scholarship to those who have a current teaching certificate that are presently employed that take a regular priced online courses. And there's also a form attached to that website that they can complete and fax to me at 342-1248.
So the easy place is ulm.edu/eteach then.
That's correct.
Rhonda Mann is the Director of Teacher Initiatives, and Tina Allen is the AP Institute Coordinator here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for asking us.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.